Michael Flynn, don't feel sorry for me, feel sorry for our country, feel sorry for our president. By Jeff Poor on June 9, 2021. It has been 6 months since former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn received a pardon from then-President Donald Trump for allegations he lied to the FBI. Although defending the charges against a well-resourced government took a toll on him and his family, the retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General tells people not to feel sorry for him. During an interview on Mobile, Alabama Radio FM Talk 106.5 days a few days before an appearance he is set to make at an event for the Jefferson County Republican Party in Birmingham, Alabama, Flynn argued the real victim worthy of pity was the country and the presidency. The example of what happened to me is a clear example of a political persecution of an individual who spent his life in service to this country, he said. And people come up to me and say, Jeff, I'm so sorry for what happened to you. But I tell people don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for our country. Feel sorry for our president. Feel sorry for the presidency of the United States of America because they didn't just attack me, Mike Flynn. They attacked an entire system of a free and fair government that we have because Donald Trump happened to win and take out the power base of Washington, D.C., and the corruption. Now specifically on Department of Justice, which includes our illustrious FBI, the lead agent. In fact, in my case and the lead agent in what is now called Crossfire Hurricane. His name is William Barnett, if you read his testimony. In October 2020, only a few months ago, where he said the entire thing was to get Flynn, to get Trump, I mean, how egregious is that? That's documented. That's in testimony. That's under oath. That's the lead agent of the FBI that handled the entire case. And he waited until October 2020 to say that. Shame on him, he added. He'll have to face his own judgment someday out in front of the pearly gates or the gates of hell. Flynn also took aim at the culture within the Justice Department, which he said incentivized convictions and not truth. Now for the Department of Justice, the Department of Justice. And I want all of your listeners to know, and I know it's mostly Southern Alabama, in that region of the country, our Department of Justice is incentivized. The people that work there, they are incentivized by convictions and not by discovering the truth. So they get promoted based on how many bodies they're able to bury or how many scalps they're able to get. I hate to use those phrases. But that's the truth. That's the reality. They're incentivized by convictions and not discovering the truth. That's the culture that has been rampant since probably the 90s and leading into the last two decades really in this country. So that's not good. That's unhealthy for our country, he added. It's unhealthy for our country that bases everything on the rule of law. We should be guided by a moral set of laws, which we generally are, which is our Bill of Rights, which is based on the Ten Commandments. All you've got to do is study our Constitution. Study our Bill of Rights, study the Bible, study the Ten Commandments. And you see, the principles found in the Ten Commandments are fulfilled in our Constitution. And they come out of the fulfillment of the Bible and the promises that we make to each other. And the Department of Justice and those that work inside the Department of Justice, particularly in Washington, D.C., they've lost their way. They have lost their way. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.